Onondaga County lawmakers have approved a $1.3 billion budget for next year. The spending plan includes the lowest tax rate ever in Onondaga County, and lawmakers agreed on a water agency consolidation that will save money down the road. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, lawsuits and early retirement offerings hung over much of the budget decision.
Budget season began with the county looking at a $20 million hole because of increases in personnel costs and soft sales tax revenue. To close it, lawmakers agreed to let the county offer early retirement packages to employees. Just how many employees take the deal, though, won't be known until the end of next week. So that's ultimately going to determine the final numbers in the 2017 Onondaga County budget. And Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon says if the deficit is still there, options are more belt tightening, dipping into savings, and finally layoffs. But it all depends on how many employees take the deal.
It's too early to tell. I think we're getting close to our number that we need, we're still a little short.
So as lawmakers contend with the possibility of a continued shortfall in layoffs next month, they're also under the cloud of a lawsuit brought by the Onondaga County Comptroller, who claims lawmakers broke the law when they voted themselves a raise last year. So to deal with that, lawmakers approved a local law along with the budget that cements pay raises for legislators and some elected officials starting in 2017, and also includes raises in the future tied to the Consumer Price Index. That's the reason Manlius legislator Kevin Holmquist voted against the spending plan.
The fact that those raises are built upon a very shaky foundation of improper and soon-to-be illegal raises, we'll find that out in 9 days in court. But I don't think it's appropriate to vote for a budget that contains elected officials' raises that were passed improperly.
Another tiff with the comptroller was also resolved when lawmakers agreed to reinstate 6 positions in the county comptroller's office and move towards establishing a payroll unit in the personnel department. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.